News Radio KMAN, good afternoon. I'm Dave Lewis. It's 5 o'clock, and it's time for our daily COVID-19 update. We have been doing this for, really, I think, almost a couple of weeks now. And today we have on the phone Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs. Julie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Thank you for joining us once again here on News Radio KMAN. And one of the things that we like to do is bring our listeners up to date a little bit on numbers. You know, there's a lot of statistics probably that you're following that you've never thought you would follow before. But we do right. continue to see increases in the state of Kansas and in Riley County as well for the number of positive COVID cases.
Yes. So statewide, it looks like we're up to 368 positive, another big jump today with 8 deaths, and it looks like 39 counties have been affected. We're starting to see more of it spread to our western counties now, and Riley County has 2 positives. That number has, it went down for a few days. We're not sure why. Those 2 positives are still the same that we found out about late last week. So we still have our Fort Riley soldier that we're monitoring. He resides here in Manhattan. And then we have our 57-year-old female that resides in Topeka, actually. She has 2 locations. Her home address is here in Manhattan, but she's isolated in Topeka right now. So just those 2 as of right now.
Okay. Have you heard anything recently about the students that were quarantined, that original group of, 14 or 18, and then also those that came that were along the trip to London with Drew Smith, who is a COVID-19 positive?
Sure. So the first group, the larger group, they have finished their quarantine, and they finished, I believe it was late last week. So they finished without any symptoms, so that was good. Nobody developed any symptoms. And we're still monitoring those individuals that were with Drew Smith, and so far, no symptoms with those individuals.
That's some good news there. Well, you know, we're getting closer and closer to having half of Kansas counties with positive cases, and you know, as expected, the spread is underway. And it's, do you have any predictions? Are you hearing anything for the state, maybe, as what the predictions may be in a week or within 2 weeks?
Yeah, we just listened to a press conference with Dr. Lee Norman, and of course, his prediction has stayed pretty much the same as what he said in the last week or so, that by the end of the month, which is coming up here tomorrow, we'll be close to 400, and it's looking like that according to our results that we had today.
And it seems like it, you know, at that rate, you know, we could be close to probably 1,000 by the end of next week, if not more.
Yes.
Goodness. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about some recent announcements. Yesterday, of course, or rather, I guess it was Saturday, the governor announced that the stay-at-home order would be statewide, and that went into effect just after midnight this morning. And I got to tell you, I had to do some take care of a couple of matters downtown, and there wasn't a car on Points Avenue from 4th Street to 3rd Street. I've never seen that. I have never seen that. In the daylight, but it's obvious that that a lot of people are taking the stay-at-home order to make sure that is taken care of, that they're doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been very pleased. A lot of the businesses, I mean, even early on, before we even came out with our first order, many businesses went ahead and closed their dining area, went to just carry out curbside delivery. So we were very pleased, and we're still pleased by that. I mean, a lot of the businesses around here have been really cooperating.
I have noticed, and maybe it's just that it's a nice day, a lot of people out on bikes, a lot of people walking, and those are still some activities that that we can encourage folks to do. What about things like, the parks and the dog parks, people going fishing? I think you said something at one time about golf courses. How do these rules apply there?
So, yeah, we still want to encourage people to get out and do those things. It's still okay to go golfing according to the governor's order that went into effect today. It looks like that's exempt. Fishing, that's exempt. Going to the dog park, all of those things you can still do. It really comes down to social distancing. I know we use that term a lot, but if you're not able to do that, that's when it becomes not okay, or when there's going to be large crowds, that's when you when it's not going to be okay. So while you can go out and you know, walk your dog by yourself, that's one thing, but it's another thing to get into a basketball game with a group of people.
One of the things that we want to try to reinforce with our community is the call screening number. That's 785-323-6400. I know you have a number of folks that have been involved in the medical field in the past that are manning or womaning or, you know, staying there to help with that process with the call screening number. Are you doing all right in terms of people to help volunteer take some of those responsibilities?
We are, yeah. We've been pleasantly surprised by the amount of nurses that we've had that have volunteered for that, just from all over. We have a large group of retired nurses, nurses that still work but would like to help us on the weekend. And so I'm very pleased with that, and I can't thank them enough.
What additional thoughts do you have for our community today, Julie?
Just to make sure that you, you know, are listening to reliable sources like this, making sure that you're going to those reliable sources. We want to try to squelch any rumors that we hear out there. So as long as you're visiting reliable sources, like the Raleigh County Facebook page, Raleigh County Health Department website, those things, you should be good. Make sure that you're only listening to valid, reliable information. Also, if you have any questions, you can direct them to our Gmail account. It's RileyCountyCovid19@gmail.com, and we have somebody answering that daily.
Okay. Well, I know that there's a lot of information on the Raleigh County website, as well as the health department website, that people can go to. A lot of PDFs on there where they can get some ideas as to how to continue to protect themselves and their family and those that they associate with on a regular basis. So, well, Julie, thank you much. Appreciate the update. Once again, we have one additional COVID-19 case. We're still trying to figure out how the state finagled those numbers around, but we certainly appreciate your input this morning, this afternoon, and continuing to provide us these updates here on News Radio KMAN.
Thank you, Dave.
Our best to you and those that you work with, and wish you all a healthy approach to the remainder of this situation. I'm Dave Lewis, News Radio KMAN.